When the school board decided to ban travel for middle school athletics, a decision that went into full effect this school year, many attempts were made to reverse the decision. Parents and students organized petitions, protests, and spoke at board meetings. A group called Save Our Middle School Sports started on Facebook, and community members formed a task force to look at alternatives to the ban. The school board wasn't swayed by any of it. Then President Sally Sadler said the board wouldn't revisit the issue unless the district's Activities Advisory Committee developed a middle school activities philosophy. Floyd Dryden Middle School Assistant Principal Haifa Siddiqui is on the committee. She says it started working on a philosophy last spring.
It was almost like, let's get this done, and then that might be able to provide us with a platform for advocacy and then move into revisiting the policy.
Right now, the philosophy is a one-page document stating the mission of activities in the middle school. It outlines the why and how, with an emphasis on maximizing participation. Teacher Molly Box is also on the advisory committee. She says early drafts of the philosophy included the opportunity for middle school athletic travel.
But because the policy is there right now that there is no travel, it was contradictory to put it in our philosophy at this point. But the AAC is very supportive of middle school travel as an opportunity for all kids.
The philosophy does say intramural and interscholastic activities will be offered at both middle schools. District Activities Director Sandy Wagner clarified intramural is competition within one school. Interscholastic involves two or more.
There's no limit as to how many schools. Right now you can't travel to do that, but 5 years from now that may change. 6 months from now that may change. Who knows?
In order for the board to revisit the middle school athletic travel ban, three board members would have to agree to put it on the agenda. Board member Brian Holst asked to do just that in November. No one else on the board supported him. Middle school parent Scott McAdams says the issue should be looked at again.
What we found out this year through the icebreaker tournament is that if we don't reciprocate, we won't be reciprocated back. If we don't travel to Ketchikan or Blatchley and Sitka or make a village trip or two, those teams will not come here.
The annual middle school basketball tournament in the capital city historically attracts up to five visiting communities. At the icebreaker in December, only one showed up. Parent Rhoda Yadao has an eighth grade son who plays basketball. She said he was disappointed.
Looking at it going forward, he says, well, I sure hope the kids under me are able to have the opportunity to travel.
The Activities Advisory Committee hopes to finalize the middle school activities philosophy this week and present it to the school board in February. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.